Hello and welcome to This Nomad Life with Lee and Paul. I'm Lee, Minivan Lee, on YouTube and all other social platforms.
And I'm Paul. This is so much more than a podcast, Lee. It's an audio film, a documentary about life, including the nomad lifestyle that's sweeping America.
Hey friends, we have a fabulous, fun episode for you tonight.
So let's get started.
Hello and welcome to This Nomad Life. We're doing this live with film. We're out in the Saguaro National Monument. I'm Minivan Lee of YouTube Minivan Lee. Find me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Yeah, just go ahead and subscribe for instructional videos. And lots of fun stuff on my videos. Like today, we're going to just talk about where we are and talk about some nomad subjects.
Vehicles, especially.
Yes,
A couple of special vehicles we'll talk about.
And we have Paul here.
Hi, I'm Paul, as you might have figured out. Glad to be here. 7 months a nomad so far and counting. And you know what? If being a nomad puts you in beautiful places like the one we're currently at, can you hear the silence? It's amazing. It is just totally quiet. And the beauty of cacti and especially the saguaro, they're just gorgeous, and I'm loving being here.
This is considered the Sonoran Desert.
The snoring desert?
This is a snoring desert. Well, it is, right? It's so quiet. Yes, this is part of the Sonoran Desert. Right in front of us are the Rincon Mountains. We are in Tucson. We came out here just to have a quiet day. Traffic's getting a little bad in Tucson, isn't it? Where snowbirds are coming in.
The traffic is picking up, that's for sure. But I can't blame them. I think it's a wonderful place to be, and I'm sure enjoying it. There's no doubt about it. It's beautiful.
Well, Tucson is a really nice city. But there's a lot of road construction going on, so we're always on the lookout for a new route to where we go for the evening, for overnight parking, and where we spend our day. We're getting better at it. We're like, well, let's try this road and see.
Well, thank goodness I have you with me to lead the way, because you've lived here for so long, 40 years, I believe. You know your way around town, where I'm getting there slowly but surely as we go back and forth from here to there, but I don't know the town like you do.
Well, one thing about Tucson is it's blocked. It's just blocked. You don't have a lot of this going on and trying to decide. You know if you're going north and south or east or west. And eventually what's going to happen, you're already doing, you're learning which are the major roads going north and south and which are the major roads going east and west.
Right.
But there are, and Tucson also is a great bike city. They have every year the El Tour de Tucson, and that's pretty big worldwide. People come here from all over the world to participate in it. It's sort of a knockoff from Tour de France, but it's pretty big, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a large bike community here. And so you do have to, a lot of bike paths, you do have to watch out for bikers. And it's a great city also for pedestrians.
They have crosswalks right in the center of a very busy highway. Well, not a highway, but a main road with big apparatus up above with red, well, first amber and then red flashing lights. If a pedestrian pushes a button on one side of the street, then the traffic has to stop when those red lights come on, and you have to let the pedestrian go across, which is great for the pedestrians.
Oh, yeah. And I will mention that our bus system, the SunTram bus system, is an award-winning bus system.
Did you say SunTrain?
SunTran.
Oh, SunTran. Okay.
SunTran. And, of course, we also have the trolley. There's a new trolley that goes through areas, and we'll have to ride that at some point.
That would be fun.
Yeah. So it's a great town, which means because the bus system works so well, people going to work with suit and ties on ride the bus also. They do have express buses, and I think they end up taking those. You do have a large homeless community here, and I love them, and I don't mind sitting talking to them. No. If they seem normal. There are some wacky ones. Last night we saw one that just was screaming down the road.
Yeah, it was kind of sad in a way.
I know, but they have express buses also. So everybody from high economic to lower economic, we all use the bus system, which means you're going to have more pedestrians.
But less traffic.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
So, well, that'd be scary. What traffic it would be. Everybody, oh my gosh, because traffic is getting in the winter. Tucson has heavy traffic, so yeah. But it's a wonderful city, don't you think?
I sure do.
It has a hometown feeling, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lee, we want to talk about vehicles, first of all.
Okay.
A couple of special vehicles. One of us that shall remain nameless drives a minivan. How about that? And I drive a Ram high-top full-size van, a cargo van. Lee loves her van. There's no question about that. She loves that van, and she's been in it for 5 years. So I've been in mine for just over 1 year, and I love my van. I don't know that my 6'1" body would be comfortable spending lots of time in Lee's van. It's a smaller space. You can't stand up, of course. And that's what I love about my van. It has plenty of space. I can stand up fully, walk three, maybe four steps. Not that much, but still, I can walk up and down a little bit. And I love that. I'm a big person, and it works out great for me.
Yeah, I do love my minivan. You know, I've been in the same minivan for all this time, and I now have, there's a coyote. He's just a little one.
He's going to take off now, huh?
No, he still wants to kind of.
That was cool.
I thought it was a dog just walking around, you know?
When I first glanced, I thought maybe it was a javelina. But
so what'd you think? We just had the coyote. What'd you think of that coyote? We had to, for you in the podcast, we just had, I thought it was a dog walking by, but it was a very small coyote. It looked like a pup almost.
Yeah.
And, you know, not full grown or maybe teenage.
And to me, he didn't seem as aware as I would. I mean, when I stood up, he didn't look right at me. I thought he would, but he
yeah,
didn't.
He's just checking. He's walking over there. This is it's funny because I came out here. This is first time out here. And I said, this is wild. I mean, there are bears here, and if you'll look and see, trash cans. They're bear. What do you call
proof?
That? They're bear proof trash, because there are bear here, and coyote and javelina are out here, and they can become vicious. I don't think they're just out to hunt us, but if they do get too close, I do know that they have a big chomp, and if they get a hold of your leg, it's gonna with one chomp your leg is broke.
Great.
And snapped in two. So I'm very careful around a javelina, and the coyotes, I know people say, oh, so he did not seem intimidating at all, the coyote, but
no.
So we're out here, everybody. This is, you can't hear anything. Here comes a cyclist, a lot of cyclists going by. This is a very popular area. We got out here early in the morning. I think Paul was, I knew it would be this way, but Paul was probably a little surprised, I don't know, that there were so many cars out here at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. And they're parked here, and there are a lot of different trails. Some are huge. I've actually been on a long trail going up north, going on a trail. But they're short trails too, so yeah. Yeah.
One other thing I just want to, I have a feeling that we may get questions about, you know, the wild animals that we're talking about. We do have protection right with us. Lee has her bear spray. And I have a little something on my hip just in case. I would be very, very hesitant to do anything with that. But at least it's there and it's available.
Yeah.
You know, a javelina that is not having a good morning is not something I want to deal with. And so anyway, we do have protection here. We're fine. It's not a big deal.
And I do have my bear spray right here handy. And when I saw, I had it sitting here, but when we saw the coyote, because we have Abby right here, that I wanted the bear spray to be here.
So. And it's a little, speaking of Abby, it's a little disappointing to me. She's laying down here and she never budged with that coyote walking over here. Come on. Yeah. Be a nice watchdog.
Well, I'm kind of glad she didn't, because then it'd be like, oh my gosh, We have her on a very short leash. So we're here to also protect Abby. Now, we're parked just pretty close over, and we have her leash tied to the pole of this Ramada. It's a really nice Ramada. It's got these poles. Is this not a sturdy Ramada?
Oh, it's made of angle steel, I guess you'd call it. And it's put together like high winds come by. It's not going to go anywhere.
No. But my point was that we were getting things out of the vans to bring to this huge, long cement, beautiful picnic table. But Abby was tied here, and I thought, ooh, somebody should probably be here with her. And we've got her away from the prickly pear, too. Over there is prickly pear, so we've got her over here. And we have a nice, heavy-duty tarp that we put down so she can lay on it. Yeah,
just like any dog, she wants to stick her nose in to anything new and give it a sniff or two or three.
Yeah.
And she hasn't quite learned yet this cactus is not something you want to stick your nose into.
Right. And Abby, I'll show you this right now. Abby has a new haircut. We took her to the salon, or I should say Paul took her to the salon. And she looks gorgeous. It's almost like a different dog, isn't it?
No.
She looks like a different dog. So, yeah. Then we got a new brush for her, too.
We got a new brush for her, and Lee has been very diligent using that brush, and I'm worried to death. I see Lee doing things like on top of her head. Lee will lick her fingers and brush her hair up like a mohawk or something. And then she, under her chin, she said, wouldn't it be cool if she had a little beard, you know, a couple inches long? So I'm a little concerned about that, but don't worry. I'll keep an eye on it and make sure things don't get out of
hand. We might have a pink bow happening here, and he'll be freaking.
No bows.
No bows? Aw.
She's a girl, but let's not get carried away.
We could do some photography for photography. When he's not looking, I'll put the bow in, girls, and then we'll get the picture and I'll take it out real quick. So this is a gorgeous place, but it must be respected also with what's going on. We've got Choya, lots of Choya. We got the prickly pear cactus. We've got, the trees are very spiny alone. We've got jojoba trees, bushes. We've got the acatillo over there. See over there? Those that go up, those are called acatillo.
And as I recall, I haven't gone close to those, but they have some pretty mean-looking spikes on them.
I know. So just looking around. Now, we do have a barbecue here. And it's a barbecue pit, but you might bring out your grill. We're going to have a picnic out here. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a barbecue. We're pretty set out here. Well,
so let's get back to the vehicles. You were telling us what you love about your minivan.
Well, what I love about it is that it works for me. I don't mind small spaces, and I'll tell you why. And I've had other gals tell me the same thing. Growing up with our girlfriends and with our siblings, we would play like we would make little homes out of like under the table. I remember my mom would put a blanket. Well, we had a card table, but on our regular table, put a blanket over it, and then we'd crawl in, and that'd be like a little cave. What I always say, our clubhouse. And my girlfriend and I spent many a time having a little clubhouse under a card table that her mom, my next door neighbor, and the parents did the same thing for each other, for us. And it was fun. I love to be in little cozy little places. And I've also another girlfriend on YouTube, you know, she commented that we talked about that we used to think of our beds as like a boat. I don't know, do guys do that? But girls do.
I don't remember that.
But we would sit there and pretend like, "Ooh, this is our boat," and we'd have our little toys set up, and we just, you know, I had a big imagination. I know most of you do. And I would imagine that there was water out there and we had to stay in. Maybe it was a time when maybe we were being punished and we had to sit on our bed. So we thought we'd make fun out of it. You know, it's like, hey, we're stuck here. Let's just pretend like we're stranded out here in the ocean. So I like, personally, I'm not claustrophobic and I like a small space. It works for me. I don't have a build out. I have the ground. I have the floor of the van with a carpet and some blankets. It's very cozy.
So, and lots of bins.
Well, they don't take up that much space, but right. Yeah, everything is bins that I can move around. You're right, that's not a build out. So that's one of the things I like about my minivan, is that it's small, it's cozy for me, and it's like my little clubhouse. So, I have more that I like about it, but Paul, why don't you tell everybody something that you like about your big high top?
Well, we were just talking last night that I realized that Lee is almost a full foot shorter than I am, so that makes a whale of a difference. If you're in a small space, she can handle that and enjoy that much more than I, because I'm a bigger person. But she said that her van was not a build out. My van is not a build out. And I'm glad to say that I'm finally getting to the point where I have the coffee where I want it, the coffee strainer that I use to make a pour over cup of coffee where I want it. And I move things from here to there I use this much more often than I thought I would, so I'm going to move that over here. I'm getting settled in. And even though it's not a build out, and of course with a build out, it'd be much more difficult to move things around. And I like it. I'm very comfortable in this after a number of months now. Every once in a while, I'll still move something else. But by and large, I pretty much have things just the way I want them. And I love it. I love the space. Love the lighting. What's not to love, right? One other thing I like about it, I've got plenty of room. I've got all the room that I need. And I can pull into a regular parking place. Well, close. I'm probably hanging over a foot or so from area that they have for a one car. But basically, I can parallel park and put the thing in a downtown spot. And I don't have to worry about the same things that someone in a big Class C or certainly a Class A RV would have to worry about. They've got to get a very special parking place where I don't. So it can go just about anywhere. It is front-wheel drive. I love that. So what's not to love? It's a great vehicle.
What's
at least I think
love?
So.
Yeah, it's your pride and joy, I think you said one time.
Absolutely.
It's his pride and joy. So.
You folks will remember we had a coyote walk by a few minutes ago. And right now, Abby is kind of sitting at attention. It makes me wonder, okay, what's in those bushes over to our right that we can't see that she can detect? I'm not going to worry about it, but
I think she heard somebody over here, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, a couple of bikers.
You missed the coyote. Go back to sleep, Abby.
A couple of bikers
it.
Just went by.
Yeah.
And
we're all training for El Tour de Tucson.
When we were at our restaurant last night, with Lee's daughter, I noticed everyone that worked at this restaurant, the 1055 restaurant and brewery, they all had a t-shirt on that said El Tour. I'm not sure.
It's El Tour de Tucson, yeah.
Much like the Tour de France, if my French is not very good, but anyway. and I thought, oh, that might be a nice souvenir. So I asked, what is that all about? And I found out about the bike contests and races and everything that they had. And I decided, no, that wouldn't be a good souvenir for me because I don't even own a bicycle, let alone ride the thing. So
you used to ride a bike, you said.
Yep, I did.
Me too. Yeah. A lot. And in Tucson, on the streets, yeah.
So I don't know what else I can say about my van. I just love it, and I love the comfort that it gives me. It's easy to drive with that front-wheel drive. It's great. So I would highly recommend it for those of you that might be a little bit bigger. You don't have to be a little bit bigger. There's a full-size, I'm not sure what brand, Kimberly's van is, that she was parked close to us last night.
Yes.
But she was a rather small person.
Yes.
And she does just fine in that van.
We were downtown last night. That was interesting, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
Downtown. Yeah, we were downtown. My daughter recommended this place. Downtown Tucson at night is so different than I remember when I first moved here. Things are hopping down there. They've got, you know, lights that surround and are intertwined and all the trees coming up. It's really nice. They've got it looking pretty spiffy. And this Christmas time is going to be really nice. They're going to decorate it. All kinds of people down there. We were sitting at the restaurant. I mean, we were only this far from the street.
We were actually out on the sidewalk.
Yeah, we were on the sidewalk. There'd be the trolley would go by, and then we had, on the sidewalk across the street, and they came around. We had the Hare Krishnas go down with their Hare Krishna. And then we had, it almost looked like the movie Lost Boys. We had motorcyclists, and they were all in Halloween costumes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there must have been 20 of them. Boom, boom, boom. It was a lot of fun last night at the restaurant.
I'm sure this whole weekend will be filled with Halloween costumes and Halloween parties and pumpkins.
Yes.
And what have you.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Downtown, I love downtowns, the downtown area of cities. It's always alive and lots going on and mostly good things. Sometimes you run into things and say, oh, what is going on there? But by and large, it's a fun place to be.
And Tucson especially, because the downtown area isn't this huge, huge area. And there are not many tall buildings in Tucson. They kept everything to a minimum so that we could see the beautiful Catalina Mountains and the Tucson Mountains and the Rincon's off. Tucson is a valley, and there's mountain ranges that go around it. Now, Tucson, I believe, was a stopover place from going west to the Pacific Ocean.
Mm.
And there was a fort, the El Mercado, the downtown, one of the downtown areas, they called, I think, the Mercado area. That was a fort originally, yeah.
Well, they're coming from, what, Santa Fe, New Mexico, and
Texas, and
Texas
over,
and
yeah.
Into Tucson, and then on to, what, San Diego or Los Angeles, I suppose.
Probably, because they probably went the route of what 8 is now.
Right.
Well, I know in the movie Tombstone, that was becoming a major hub, too. That was a stopover.
Hmm.
And stagecoaches would stop in Tombstone. But in the movie Tombstone, they talk about Tucson.
Okay.
You know, they go into Tucson to, you know, the fort was there, and yeah. So, well, as far as Cindy again asked the question about the minivan versus the high top. She has a Ram ProMaster also.
A high top.
And she mentioned that she heard that the towing situation. Go ahead and talk about that, Paul.
Well, she said that it was her understanding that regular towing companies would not tow a high top van.
Well, she said might not. They might refuse.
Right.
And that bothered her.
Well, I made some phone calls to towing companies here in Tucson, and I called 5 of them. Every one of them said,